Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Well, welcome back to Business Resolutions, and my guest today is Roberto Fortunio Sanchez, and he's the Executive Vice President of Antilles Insurance Corporation, Anglo-Puerto Rican, and Ochoa. We were talking about the challenges with Antilles and some of the frustrations in terms of competing, et cetera, but the vision and the policy is to make sure you have made good money and you're a solid company instead of a lot of business and a lot of sales with a little bit weaker financial position at the end. Well, tell us about, unless you want to say something else about Antilles, tell us about Anglo Puerto Rican insurance.
Anglo is the managing general agent of Antilles Insurance Company. Anglo also happens to be the owner of Antilles. It's a majority owner. It's around 93% of the shares of Antilles Insurance Company are owned by Anglo. And a managing general agency. It's basically an entity which helps the insurance company to transact businesses. That's the main purpose of that. In here, we are all have different hats. One of the hats that I have, and most of other officers of the company, are basically we are also officers of Anglo Puerto Rican Insurance Company, which basically it's involved in all the operations of the operations managing the insurance company, and in fact the insurance company doesn't have any employees. It's basically we are all employees of Anglo. However, we have a managing contract, an administrative contract between the entities, and challenges for the general agency. Basically, the general agency is struggling. It's struggling because basically, most of the other general agencies are owned by banks, the insurance entities, bank insurance operations, and their general agencies, and we basically Anglo has to deal with the fact that whenever commissioners, producers, other agents, brokers, if you want to use the prior name, which it was all changed, but the name used to be brokers. Basically, now
the name is not brokers. It's
they're basically general representatives producers.
Okay.
But basically, at the end, one represents an insurance company, and the other represents the insured.
Right.
But let's put them all together regarding the commissions. Nowadays, the commissions have been increased. Not only there's a soft market, but the commissions have been increased. That's the commissions payable to these persons or entities, and so I think that one of the major challenges that the general agency, the Anglo Puerto Rican, has, it's that the commissions has been increased. Okay. In order to be competitive, we have to increase commissions,
right,
in order to be there. Because remember, these professionals, they will not only look on behalf of the insurer, but also they are looking on behalf of themselves.
Sure.
If there's two entities, two insurance companies that more or less have the same capitalization and they're good companies, And at the end, most of them are. So, if one of the entities will give them a higher commission, well, they will go through that.
So I think
what is important, it's and a challenge of Anglo, it's basically trying to be competitive in order to be competitive, it has to increase the commissions to the producers or general representatives. And in order to do that, it turns around and asks for Antilles to increase their commission. But remember, Antilles pays a commission to Anglo.
Right.
Anglo then go ahead and pays a commission to the representatives or to the producers. And if in many instances, if just to give you an example, some commissions that are received by Anglo from Antilles are the same commissions that are paid out. So actually, they transact the business without receiving any margin of benefit.
Right, right.
So it's very tough on the, and it happens to us, and it happens to other general agencies. You know, we have made many, we have made many tests, and because we can actually increase the commissions also to Anglo. But still, then Antilles will not be competitive. So I think that's one of the challenges that they're actually doing all this business, and they're getting paid. But whatever is being paid to the Anglo Puerto Rican Insurance, they have to pay it out. Okay, and that's a major challenge. Mm-hmm. You know?
And when the third leg, you've got three hats. And the third leg is you have this realty company, Ochoa Realty, that owns the building in which both Antilles and Anglo Puerto Rican are located. So tell us about, I know you're a lover of Old San Juan. You moved to Old San Juan, almost next door.
Yeah.
Tell us about the challenges that you see for Old San Juan and as a business person, both as a trying to get lessees and developing both and handling and managing these buildings. What do you see as a challenge?
It's very interesting because we are, I think that the oldest tenant in this building. I mean, Ochoa owns the building, Antilles Insurance Company, Anglo Puerto Rican Insurance Corporation. They both are tenants in this building. Ochoa is an affiliate, and Ochoa, I would say it's the major challenge, the biggest challenge that we have is trying to maintain a 90-year-old building in top shape. We back in the late 90s, 98.
That's like me at going on 70 years old. Trying to keep in shape.
Try to keep in shape. So I think it's a major challenge. We have here the top tenants. You know, they demand the best. We do have a 90-year-old building which have been refurbished. With the standards, the newest standards, we actually invested more than $10 million 12 years ago in the building, and we have kept the building in top shape. I'm very thrilled with the building because I have seen the changes. We are actually, that's my latest project. It's basically, I call it Ochoa Solar. We are installing 378 solar panels as we speak. They're going to start next week, in order to reduce by almost 100 kilowatts the footprint, the use of electricity in the building. And that's a challenge for a 90-year-old building to have all this, you know, electrical combinations and all of that. So that's I'm very thrilled. I'm very happy that we are going through that. We have during the past 10 years, we have actually, myself and my fellow officers, we have actually upgraded the building. Not only we did the big rehabilitation 12 years ago, but 10 years ago, I saw the necessity of reducing the usage of water and electricity. And the first thing, and I remember the first thing that we did was basically we installed a major bank of capacitors, whereby we were actually augmenting the efficiency of the usage of the electricity. And this is a CPA talking about electricity, so I can, I can get in trouble in here. But basically, what we did was our electricity, the usage here, the efficiency factor was 87%. With this bank of capacitors, we increased it up to 97%. Meaning that that heat that, that basically was getting lost, the electricity that was getting lost through the heat was actually we were able to use it and reuse it. After that, we basically took all the bathrooms in the building and we installed automatic systems whereby you can actually get soap in one shot of soap. Automatically, we had the water touchless faucets. We were back then the first in the usage of waterless urinals. And I'm not gonna get into that, which is very interesting. We are reusing the water that the excess water that the cooling towers use. We are reusing that water. So basically, we're taking an old building which was rehabilitated. But even though we rehabilitated, we're actually investing in the building to try to help
the environmental and the economy
and the economy too. We are actually installing. In the whole building, LED lighting, and we are striving. And I think we don't have the certification yet, but we are striving for a certification that qualifies us as a green building, yeah. And we're going after that. It's tough when it's a new building. You can imagine doing that in a 90-year-old building. Okay.
Roberto, we got it. Let's take a break. And I know you made an investment in another nearby building. We'll tell the listeners where you're actually located. We'll take a break. I'm with Roberto Fortunio, the Executive Vice President of Anglo Antilles here in Old San Juan. We'll be right back after this break.